Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partial sunshine in the forecast for today, with high temperatures working up into the low to mid-50s. We'll have our winds turning to the north. Then for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and colder with lows in the mid-teens. Cooler conditions for your Friday, despite a good deal of sunshine, up to a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently, it's 52.
After Hours Feed Supply is local and convenient for all of your livestock feed supplements and pet food. Cattle protein tubs are now on sale. Book yours today. Also, Nutrina Right Now Minerals are buy 9, get 1 free for a limited time only. Right Now Minerals are formulated to allow you to match the mineral feeding program to the growing season, forage conditions, and nutritional needs of your cattle. Improve weaning rates, produce heavier calves, and reduce overall feeding costs with Nutrina Right Now. Bob and Georgina Lindquist are a phone call away at 268-0578, or see them at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 77. After Hours Feed Supply thanks you for your business.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, that recent budget agreement could increase the chances of Congress passing a new farm bill before the end of the year. That according to one ag economist, Rod Bain, with more.
So what is the likelihood of Congress passing a new farm bill by the end of the fiscal year this September, let alone by the end of 2018? One take comes from Texas A&M ag economist Joe Outlaw at a Farm Foundation forum Tuesday in Washington, D.C.
I actually think this bill is going to get done this year. Maybe not quite on time, but I think it's going to get done.
Outlaw's outlook stems from projected monies available to write a new farm bill, which through the recent two-year budget agreement reached by Congress included a boost in farm bill baseline spending overall, and in particular for cotton and dairy programs. Still,
there's not so much money that they're dreaming up new, completely different plans. It's tweaking what we have, trying to add to what we have as best they can.
Outlaw, in addition, also acknowledges farm bill passage could face delays if Congress takes up additional issues between now and September's end, not to mention midterm elections could take away time from crafting a new farm bill. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Affairs Ted McKinney talked to delegates and members of the U.S. Grains Council this week. He gave him updates on ongoing trade negotiations that will affect global grain market access. He also announced a $1.3 million grant for council feed industry training programs in North Africa and the Middle East. The U.S. Grain Council's 58th annual meeting is going on in Houston, and McKinney leads the development and implementation of the department's policy. He also oversees and facilitates foreign market access and promotes opportunities for U.S. agriculture through various trade programs and high-level government negotiations. Some of the topics he touched on, including NAFTA, CORUS, potential bilateral trade deals, and ethanol exports. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment. You need a reliable and relevant source for your agricultural and rural life information. That's AgView.net. The Farm Bill, agribusiness mergers, dicamba, and protein production, just some of the issues we will follow this year. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. Best wishes for a great 2018 from all of us at AgView.net.
A salute to the FFA. Today's FFA members are the innovators and leaders of tomorrow. A salute to future Farmers of America. From FNB, Washington. Farmers Cooperative. Bruna Implement. Kears Thriftway. And Kuhlman Implement of Lynn.
My name is Skyler Zinger. I am a senior at Washington County High School, and I am currently the president of the Washington County FFA chapter. I have been a part of the Washington County FFA chapter since the second semester of my eighth grade year, so for about 4 years now. And one of my favorite things to do within FFA was the veterinary science CDE, or competition. I ended up winning the district, state, and national levels of veterinary science last year, and I'm actually really sad because I can't compete in it anymore, But I feel like that science helped teach me a lot about what it means to be a really hard worker and study a lot, because the CDE was really intense. And it really helped me figure out how to find the best study methods for me. But I feel like FFA has a lot to offer in terms of more than just competitions. We have our supervised agricultural experiences, which helps teach kids valuable skills that they can use in the workplace or help them even start their own business. So I'd really encourage anyone and everyone to try FFA, because it's more than just cows, sows, and plows.
Laramie Moyer from Washington County High School. This is my fourth year in FFA, and I am the reporter for the Washington County FFA. I have enjoyed FFA because I've learned so many different aspects of the agriculture-based opportunities. Consistently been in the equine science SAE program, which has to do with my horses that I rodeo with and that I raise and sell. I've also competed in the career development event called horse judging, and been very competitive in it.
Hello, my name is Luke Gobby. I'm a junior at Washington County High School. I've been in FFA for 3 years now, and I'm currently serving as the chapter treasurer. I enjoy FFA because it teaches me a lot about agriculture in a lot of different aspects, and one of my favorite CDEs is livestock judging. I really enjoy that, and have had success in the past.
A salute to future farmers of America from FNB Washington, Farmers Cooperative, Brunei Implement, Kears Thriftway, and Kuhlman Implement of Lynn.
Mid-America Network News. Douglas County Sheriff's authorities say that officers found an assault rifle and more than 1,300 rounds of ammunition in a car after a chase in Lawrence. The chase began early yesterday when a sheriff's deputy stopped a car in Lawrence for a traffic violation. He called for backup after seeing an AR-15 rifle in the car, and then the suspect drove away. The car was eventually stopped, and the Lawrence Journal-World reports that 26-year-old Vince Wyatt from Kansas City, Kansas, was charged with criminal possession of a firearm by a felon and drug charges. Three men who were exonerated after spending a combined 55 years behind bars want the state to create a system for compensating the wrongly convicted. The three men spoke yesterday with the Senate Judiciary Committee to endorse a bill that would pay exonerees $80,000 for each year of imprisonment minus civil judgments resulting from lawsuits. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Mark your calendars for February 24th. That's the date for Stratford Angus annual sale at Pratt Livestock in Pratt, Kansas. Getting into way at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, Stratford Angus will offer 200 Angus bulls for sale, along with 500 quality replacement heifers. Included in the 200 bulls will be 75 yearling bulls, 75 18-month-old bulls, along with 50 2-year-old bulls. All bulls come with free delivery and board until you're ready to use them. Stratford bulls have an average yearling EPD of 117 and a weaned dollar value of 68, some of the best in the nation. Stratford Angus understands what cattle feeders are wanting, and Stratford Angus sired cattle are tailored to fit those needs. Steve Stratford is in the marketplace weekly buying cattle and feeding cattle, so you can guarantee Stratford sired cattle will be filling those needs. Text or email for any information you may need about the upcoming sale. Steve and the crew at Pratt Livestock look forward to seeing you there.
The Kansas Highway Patrol said that two men died in a crash on U.S. 54 between Mineola and Buckland. It happened yesterday morning just after 8 a.m. Trooper Mike Racy said a pickup truck did not yield at the intersection at Highway 54 and 125 Road to an oil tanker. Both drivers, identified as 46-year-old Tracy Price of Protection and 77-year-old Phil Schilling of Dodge City, died in the accident. A new report projects that Kansas will collect more than $505 million in additional revenue over the next 3 years because of changes in the federal income tax laws. The State Department of Revenue's report yesterday was good news for legislators as they wrestle with a court mandate to boost education spending. The department said that Kansas will see tax collections increase partly because Congress limited some federal income tax deductions. The family of a female student who was beaten outside the Olathe North High School by two school school employees has settled its lawsuit against the school district. The details of the settlement are confidential because the girl is a minor. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Mid-America Network News. A Nebraska senator has proposed a bill that would require state and local law enforcement agencies to provide public notice before entering into agreements to enforce federal immigration laws. Under Bill 1082, agencies would need to provide notice to the governing body 30 days prior to entering into an agreement so it can be discussed at the next meeting. Nebraska school bus drivers will no longer have to pay a $5 annual permit fee to the state under a bill signed by Governor Ricketts. Ricketts announced yesterday he has signed the measure into law as part of a larger occupational licensing package. The Nebraska Department of Motor Vehicles says it issued approximately 4,900 school bus permits in 2016. The bill by Senator Suzanne Geist of Lincoln doesn't change any requirements imposed by the Nebraska Department of Education. Drivers will still have to undergo drug and alcohol testing. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe, put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. A presentation was heard on a new homeownership incentive program coordinated through the North Central Regional Planning Commission in cooperation with local banks that will assist qualified homeowners with a reduced down payment. A kickoff meeting to announce details is planned next week, and KNDY will discuss details with representatives on our public affairs program this weekend. Tune Saturday morning at about 7:10 a.m. A wildlife rescue specialist was granted permission to capture a black orphan squirrel for use in education conservation programs. An update was provided that Planning and Zoning had approved a rebuild of the Sonic Drive-In, which will be demolished and reconstructed on its current site, with the work to begin soon. A proposed ag complex addition to the south of the Marysville Junior High School complex has also been approved if USD 364 chooses to move forward. The Finance Committee is proposing raising court fees from $65 to $85. Approval was given to move forward developing an ordinance for consideration that would raise the mayor and council pay. The mayor would receive an increase from $2,400 to $3,200 annually, and council members would receive an increase from $1,400 to $2,000 annually. The motion to present an ordinance for consideration passed 4-2, with Todd Fry and Jason Barnes voting no. The City of Washington has discontinued the annual rabies clinic, citing a continued decline in participation. Pet licenses will continue to be due before June 1st each year for each dog and or cat whose owner resides within the city limits of Washington. Pet licenses may be purchased at City Hall upon presentation of proof of current rabies vaccination. Pet licenses are $10 per male or female animal, $5 for each spayed or neutered animal. Licenses purchased on or after June 1st each year are considered late and will be $15 per animal. Failure to obtain a pet license may result in citation. Violators could be found guilty of a misdemeanor. If found guilty, could be subject to municipal court fines and or court costs. For details, contact the City of Washington.
Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities Friday for all age groups. If you don't have a current certification on file, please bring proof of income. Contact the Agency on Aging with any questions at 562-5522. Distribution in Blue Rapids, 9 to 10 a.m. Frankfort, Summerfield, Vermilion, and Waterville, 10 to 11 a.m. Beatty, Bremen, Herkimer, Holmes City, Oquito, and Marysville residents pick up commodities Friday, 9 to noon at the Helvering Center. Center in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. High temperatures for this afternoon at least, looking to stay on the milder side, expecting lower to middle 50s this afternoon, but turning colder for tonight as a cold frontal boundary works on through the region, dropping back to lows in the teens then for tonight, and then for your Friday, cooler day in store with highs in the 30s. Temperatures, though, looking to turn milder into your upcoming weekend. For your Saturday, expecting low 50s for high temperatures with lots of sunshine, and still looking to stay dry and sunny even into your Sunday, well into the 50s. Taking a closer look at your forecast, partly sunny skies in the forecast for this afternoon with high temperatures working up into the lower 50s. Winds a bit breezy from the north. Then for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy and colder with lows in the mid-teens. Cooler conditions for your Friday, despite a good deal of sunshine, up to a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature mid-February, 45, record high on this day, 79, in 1954. The average low, 23, and the record low is 8 below zero in 1936. Sunset this evening, 6 p.m., sunrise in the morning at 7:13.
We've all heard of Einstein's theory of relativity. Do you know his theory of happiness? We'll clue you in on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Are you someone who likes to entertain, throw dinner parties, or just have family and friends over? Do you cringe every time they set something on your treasured dining room table without using a coaster or mat? What damage they may cause. It only takes one time and your table will never look the same. Well, if so, call Berger's Custom Table Pads at 800-317-PADS. That's 800-317-PADS. Berger still makes table pads like Grandma had. Half inch thick, fold for easy storage, leather at top, felt bottom, protects up to 550 degrees, protects from scratches, heat spills, and stains. Your furniture will always stay beautiful. You are calling direct to the factory, eliminating all retail markups and passing all savings along to you. You'll be amazed how inexpensive they are buying direct from the factory. Call 800-317-PADS. That's 800-317-PADS for your free sample and kit. Speak with an expert to see how simple it is to order. Keep your table looking new year after year. Call 800-317-PADS. 800-317-7237.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 15th, the 46th day of the year. The astronomer Galileo was born on this day, and Canada introduced its new maple leaf flag in 1965. Albert Einstein may have been a genius in physics. Was he as insightful when it came to human nature? Legend has it that, having no cash to tip a bellboy, he quickly penned a short note for him, telling him that it may be worth something one day. The note recently sold at an auction for $1.6 million. Here's what it said. A calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant restlessness. Modern research may quibble with that theory. Evidence shows that happiness brings success rather than the other way around. Of course, it is all relative. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
The Nordish Motor Company in Marysville invites you to test drive the new 2018 Chevy Silverado pickup. They have a 1500 model four-wheel drive, 2500 HD models, and the new Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive Z71 edition. Test drive the new Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordish Motor Company in Marysville today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Barry Brown scored 25 points and Xavier Sneed added 13 and 6 rebounds to help lead Kansas State to a convincing 82-72 victory over Oklahoma State last night. Dean Wade had 12 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists, while Camus Stokes added 11 for Kansas State. The Wildcats now 18-8, 7-6 in the Big 12. Up next for K-State, the Wildcats return home to take on Iowa State. State Saturday, a team they defeated 91-75 back in late December. In case you missed it earlier this week, longtime linebacker Derek Johnson has played his last game with the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs announced on Tuesday that linebacker Derek Johnson will become a free agent when his contract with the club expires at the start of the new league year on March 14th. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey, Mr. Rancher, what's on your bucket list?
Tops on my bucket list is to attend the Lundgren Angus Ranch Dollars and Cents Sale Friday, February the 16th, selling our 99-yearling and 2-year-old black and red Angus bulls. There will be 23 sons of Basin Payweight 1682, including 6 full-flush brothers and a special feature, choice of 2 full sister mates from the same flush. Other sires represented include EF Commando and E&B Harley, a 7229 son that sires General Cavanese Progeny. Also selling are 28 registered heifers from the same sires.
Every rancher should put the Lundgren Angus Ranch Sale on their bucket list because it makes sense to invest your dollars in LAR genetics.
For more information or to receive a sale book, contact Blake at 785-410-3750 or Larry at 785-673-9047 or view the sale book and video of all the lots at DV Auction or LundgrenAngusRanch.com.
I'm putting the Lundgren Angus Ranch Sale at the top of my bucket list as well and will plan to join you on Friday, February 16th at 12:30 p.m. Central Time at the ranch south of Gove, Kansas.
Wichita State's Landry Shamet is one of 30 men's basketball players who have been named to the Naismith Trophy late season team. That from the Atlanta Tip-Off Club yesterday. KSN reports players listed are considered front runners for the 50th Citizen Naismith Trophy, which will be awarded April 1st in San Antonio during the NCAA Men's Final Four. From that list, 10 semifinalists will be revealed on the 28th of this month. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has been a best-selling author, dedicated civil rights activist, historian, and clearly one of the greatest basketball players ever. One thing he concedes with a smile that he's never been, however, is a blabbermouth. The reticent superstar has preferred to communicate with audiences through books and essays over the years, but that's about to change. He's putting together Becoming Kareem, a stage show in which he'll talk to audiences across the country about his life. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. Have a great Thursday.
Friday night basketball action. Marysville hosting Chapman live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Axtell at Valley Heights. Our Friday feature game live on FM 95.5. Games all streaming on our website at KNDYRadio.com and our mobile app as well.
Wildcat fans, celebrate 50 seasons of K-State women's basketball when your Cats take on KU at 3 p.m. Saturday, February 24th at Bramlage Coliseum. Throwback jersey ticket packages are available for $20 that include a replica throwback women's basketball jersey and chairback ticket. Fans can purchase general admission tickets for $5 in advance by visiting kstatesports.com or by calling 1-800-221-CATS today.
Go Irish. Everyone at SunMart is cheering for the talented Sacred Heart Irish girls basketball team and can't wait to see the athletes sink the victory at the basketball playoffs. Good luck, ladies, and shoot for three from your supportive friends and fans at SunMart in Falls City. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart. Laughlin Hoovett Funeral Home is proud to support the gals who make up the Southern Raiders girls basketball team and wants all the athletes to know the fans are cheering for the Raiders to bring home the wins. From all of us at Laughlin Hoovett Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity.
Add a little homegrown aromatherapy to your home with fragrant flowered indoor plants. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Gardenias may be the first plant that comes to mind. They can be challenging, but worth the effort. Grow gardenias in moist, acidic soil, bright light, and surrounded by other plants or on a gravel tray to increase the humidity. Jasmines are known for their sweetly fragrant flowers. The Arabian jasmine will flower indoors for most of the year if it receives sufficient light. Citrus are valued for their fruit, but also produce fragrant flowers. Give them bright light and keep soil slightly moist for best results. Plumeria are fragrant flowers often used in Hawaiian leis. Grow in a warm location with moist soil. Allow the soil to go a bit drier during winter. The plants usually go dormant and drop their leaves. Don't panic. New leaves will appear as temperatures warm. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Perhaps you've never heard of Willa Cather. She's a Pulitzer Prize-winning author who penned many novels based on her life on the High Plains. They're stories for all, but stories especially important in one small town. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The town of Red Cloud, Nebraska has just over 1,000 residents, but it's one former citizen in particular that still brings many people here every year.
Willa Cather is, of course, a great American novelist. She lived from 1873 to 1947, and she and her family moved to Nebraska from Virginia when she was about 9 years old.
Ashley Olson is director of the Willa Cather Foundation, a group that promotes the legacy of the famous author with roots here in South Central Nebraska.
She later lived most of her adult life in Pittsburgh, in New York City, but is probably most well known for her novels that talk about the settlement experience of the American West. 6 of her 12 novels are at least partially set here in Red Cloud.
Her novels have made this small town a focus for literary tourism. People want to see the places she described and see how they influenced her life and writing.
Her work is wide-ranging, but some of her early work, books like O Pioneers and My Antonia, for example, really explore the closing of the American West and the settlement experience.
She focused on the world around her through the lens of a young girl on the vast prairie.
The struggles of early day farmers to tame the wild land and establish a community out in a pretty barren place. And then, of course, later in her career, she won the Pulitzer Prize for a novel called One of Ours.
A novel that told the story of Claude Wheeler, who lost his life in World War I. But this story is about much more than a prominent author from a century ago. It's about a town using its past to propel its future. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Red Cloud, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
One of the leading causes of injuries to kids on farms is animals. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Big livestock can be dangerous, so teach your kids how to safely interact with them as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is where America's best farmers come to get even better. And thousands of them will be headed to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st to experience the latest innovation, education, and inspiration that are changing agriculture. And this year, Commodity Classic is on a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So you can tack on a weekend on either end or both for a little R&R. Enjoy some serious farmer time in Anaheim at the 2018 Commodity Classic, February 27th through March 1st. Discover more at commodityclassic.com. CommodityClassic.com.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. The Red Cross has an urgent need for blood and platelet donors of all blood types to give now. Blood and platelet donations are being distributed to hospitals as fast as they come in. Help address a winter blood shortage so patients can continue to receive the life-saving treatments they need. Resolve to make a difference. Help save lives by giving blood and platelets now. Use the blood donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment today.
I grew up on an acreage with cattle and horses. It was always exciting when a new four-legged friend showed up, but my parents were quick to make sure I had a good understanding of my limits around animals that were bigger than me. Tracy Schlater is the marketing director for Farm Safety for Just Kids. She says when you bring livestock to the farm, most kids are going to be very curious. They'll want to see and possibly touch the animals. Take it slow. Let the child set the tone for introductions and then talk.
Every child is different. Every kid will approach an animal differently. So really feel out the child in that situation and really tailor your message to the kid. Some kids are naturally very apprehensive, so you may actually need to encourage them a little bit. Other kids may have no fear whatsoever. It's really all about letting the child lead and giving instruction based on how they handle things.
Make sure the kids understand that animals are not like people. They have instincts such as fight or flight, and if the kids aren't careful, they might find themselves in a difficult situation. Encourage them to recognize warning signs and plan an escape zone so they can get away if something goes wrong while they're with the animal. Schlater says teaching the right way to approach livestock, especially larger animals such as cows and horses, will minimize surprises.
They have excellent peripheral vision, but they lack vision directly in front of them and directly behind them. So it's important when you're approaching large animals to teach your kids to come at them from the side so that they can see them coming, maybe even touch them if the animal is comfortable with that, just to let them know that you're there.
Learn more about kid safety around livestock at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Klein Realty and Auction will sell 80 acres of Marshall County farmland, meadow, and wildlife habitat located south of Vermilion for Bryce and Lydia Heaney Hockey this Saturday beginning at 2 p.m. Sale to be held at the American Legion Cabin in Frankfort. Property consists of 26.5 acres terraced tillable upland, 15 acres upland of growing wheat, 3.75 acres wildlife habitat with a balance of 34 acres native meadow with a draw and a pond. This is located from the south end of Vermilion, 0.5 mile to Tumbleweed Road, then 1.5 mile west to 28th Road, and 3/4 mile south on the east side. For inspection or information, contact John Klein, broker and auctioneer, 532-8381. 80 acres of Marshall County farmland, meadow and wildlife habitat located south of Vermilion. Selling at auction this Saturday, February 17th, beginning at 2 p.m. at the American Legion Post in Frankfort. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
A Missouri farmer lets his livestock trample pastures to pieces, and that's just what he wants. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
A lot of cattlemen would shake their heads to hear Greg Judy tell how his animals stomp pasture grasses. The Rucker, Missouri farmer doesn't just let them do it, he makes them do it.
Everybody thinks that when you bring livestock onto a pasture and they trample it on the ground, oh, they didn't eat it. It's waste. That's not waste. That's gold. It is. You got to have the dead stuff on the ground. Think about this. For every grass blade that a cow can trample on the ground, you get two back.
Judy's operation consists of a number of smaller leased acreages and a minimum amount of equipment or machinery.
We got to get more young people on the land. Folks that have land, we need mentors. For anybody that wants to learn, the opportunities are there. People that are retiring age, they're going to have to do something with this land. We need people to step in and keep it in a farm. Keep it producing food. Concrete doesn't produce food.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag News update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. For the past year, South Korea has been one of the top global markets for U.S. beef and pork exports. The South Korean director for the U.S. Meat Export Federation says American beef industry has been very successful in restoring consumer confidence in U.S. beef. Many Korean restaurants and retailers that were once reluctant to carry U.S. beef now feature a good-sized supply of it without any hesitation. A good example of this would be Costco Korea. Over the last year, they've converted the chilled beef selection in their warehouses from Australian to U.S. beef. U.S. beef exports to Korea pushed 3% higher year-over-year in volume to 184,152 metric tons last year. Those exports jumped 50% higher in value to a record $1.2 billion. U.S. pork exports to Korea have also been successful, jumping 28% in volume to 173,182 metric tons in 2017. Those pork exports valued at $475 million, up 30% year-over-year, and the second highest on record. Feeding Minds Press is a new children's book venture from the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture. The goal is to bring children accurate knowledge about how their food is grown. New publisher's first book will be titled Right This Very Minute. It's scheduled for release in February of 2019, just in time for the Farm Bureau's annual meeting. The foundation announcement says right this very minute is a perfect book to launch the exciting project. They call it A Great Story and tells kids that every minute of every day, someone somewhere is working to bring food to their table. Feeding Minds Press intends to regularly publish new books and show how farmers are using technology to better grow crops and livestock. They plan to also accept submissions for new books that bring modern agriculture to life. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
This is Tyler Sudick with the Wally Livestock Commission in Wally, Nebraska. This Friday, February 16th at 12 o'clock, we'll have a special bred cow, bred heifer sale, along with our regular sale. Here's some early consignments in the bred heifers. There'll be 40 head of black and black-white paced bred heifers, bred to low birth weight, black Angus bulls. They start calving 3-1 for 61 days, kosher check. 16 head of red bred heifers, or A-eyed red Angus, start cleaned up, Husker red, start calving 228, UNL. 90 head of black and red white-faced bred cows, 6 years old, broken mouth, and bred to black and Hereford, start calving 215, 75 days, Riley. 55 head of black and red bred cows, second calf, solid mouth, and bred to black and red bulls, they calf 3-1 for 90 days at the part dispersal from Bohotches. 40 head of black and red cows, solid mouth, A-eyed Keneally Conrad, cleaned up with Keneally Capitalist, start calving 221, 63 days at the dispersal of older cows. Studebaker, 25 head of black bred cows, fourth calf, solid mouth, bred to black bulls, they start calving March. Kutzion, our 20 head of red bred cows, second calf, solid mouth, bred Husker Reds, are calving March 15th, UNL. That's this Friday at the Wally Livestock Commission in Wally, Nebraska. For more information, give us a call at 402-443-3512, or you can check us out on our website at wallylivestock.com. Thank you.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Corn is back in the green. March corn up a half a cent now at 367 and three quarters. May up a quarter cent at 375. Not huge gains, but we'd seen some weakness sneaking in, and things got negative for a while along about midday. March Kansas City wheat up 9, 478 and three quarters. May up 8.5 at 493. So things look good for Kansas City wheat. March soybeans up 6.5 at 1023 and three quarters. May beans up 6.25 at 1034. Later months are all up by significant amounts. March soybean meal is up 320 at 373.10. May bean meal is up 260 at 374.40. March soy oil down 1 point at 31.79. May down 3 at 31.98. So some pressure on soy oil, but everything else seems to look pretty good when it comes to our grains and soybeans. The cattle have been doing well all day today. Hogs have been struggling. February live cattle up 85 at 128.50. April up $1.20 at 126.42. All the later months are up. March feeder cattle up 125 at 149.42. April feeders up 137 at 151.80. So we've got some good signs for both live cattle and feeder cattle. Later months are all in the green. Hogs is problematic today. April hogs at 70.12. That's down 52. May hogs at 75.85. That's down 57. So we've got an issue with hogs today. Cotton has been down. March cotton down 36 points at 75.24. May cotton down 36 points at 76.61. So some pressure on cotton as we go through our Thursday. March crude oil is up 60 cents at 61.20. April is up 51 cents at 61.01. So things look good for crude oil. The U.S. dollar index is down. March dollar is down 0.345 at 88.660. So all in all, we are looking at some mixed numbers all through our futures markets here on Thursday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, looking at some challenges ahead for U.S. soybean producers after this message.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
The February release from the U.S. Department of Agriculture of some of our crop production numbers and export and sales numbers had some rather negative news again for U.S. soybean producers. The Department of Agriculture cut its forecast for soybean exports by 2.8%, as top exporter Brazil is expected to take an even bigger share of the market amid rising crop expectations for that South American nation. The government projected U.S. soybean exports at 2.1 billion bushels. The 60 million bushel decline actually marks the third straight month the government has lowered its outlook for U.S. exports. The diminished export expectations followed a record harvest that lowered protein levels for the crop, which cut demand from top buyer China. And one analyst said China is looking for a premium product, and they're willing to wait for that Brazilian crop to come in and pay a bit more for it. U.S. prices were about 40 cents a bushel too high to spark Chinese interest, according to the analyst. Brazil, with a projected record 69 million tons of soybean exports, would handle 45.5% of the global market, and that's compared to the U.S. share now of 37.6%. And the only time the United States had a smaller market share was 2012-13, when a crop-wasting drought ate into final yields and lowered the amount of soybeans available for overseas shipment. And the numbers on the soybean side for the export drop, we think there may be a little bit more to go in the coming months, according to another analyst. I'll be back with a final word after this message.
If you use standard diesel fuel, you should know that switching to Cenex Premium Diesel can make a powerful difference in your trucks and farm equipment. Cenex Premium Diesel is specially formulated to optimize performance. It's proven to deliver more power and up to 5% better fuel economy. Plus, it contains a special additive formulated for the demands of today's modern engines to help reduce downtime and maintenance.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
The production in Brazil and its increase this year is expected to be more than enough to make up for a shortfall in the Argentine soybean crop. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
How will the next generation shape the ag industry moving forward? Well, first, you have to understand what makes them tick on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is where what's next in agriculture happens. And this year it's happening in Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. The best ideas, the best equipment, the best education, the best of everything in agriculture. Meet the innovators who are changing the way you farm and be around thousands of positive people who share your passion for agriculture. Grow beyond at the 2018 Commodity Classic, February 27th through March 1st in Anaheim. That's a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this year. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. The Red Cross has an urgent need for blood and platelet donors of all blood types to give now. Blood and platelet donations are being distributed to hospitals as fast as they come in. Help address a winter blood shortage so patients can continue to receive the life-saving treatments they need. Resolve to make a difference. Help save lives by giving blood and platelets now. Use the blood donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment today.
A study released by communications agency Osborne Barr is showing how the next generation is viewing farming and ranching. The agency nationally surveyed 18 to 22-year-olds, also known as Generation Z, who were raised on a farm. Richard Fordyce is the company's Ag Advisory Council chairman. He says one of the questions asked about their intention to return to the farm. 54% of the respondents said they want to take over the family business someday. Of those who don't plan to farm, sporadic income
income was the main reason why. Fordyce says not surprising is Gen Z's willingness to adopt new technology, since it's been a part of their lives since they've been on the planet.
What's kind of exciting about it is they will not only adopt and utilize technology, they're going to demand new technologies and improvements on existing ones. And they're also going to be the ones that develop those advancements and new innovations in technology because they are so comfortable with it.
The survey also shows Gen Z knows ag issues and has more trust in government than their parents. They are less loyal to brand names and more peer-driven when making decisions. Fordyce says this is important to understand because this group will be in future leadership positions.
In my experience interacting with this generation, they are probably more engaged at a younger age in ag issues. They understand at a very high level, I think, what the issues are in agriculture and probably are better equipped to articulate solutions.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more details of the Gen Z study at agriculture.com.
Farmers Cooperative is your go-to place for agronomy, lubricants, energy, feed, and on-the-farm Mr. Tire service. We're your extra set of wheels, your hired help, your partner to get the job done. With our Mr. Tire service, trucks and multiple lines of products from companies that stand behind performance, Farmers Cooperative is right by your side, ready to serve you. See your Farmers Cooperative Tire branch today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, we won't be filing tax returns under the new tax law until this time next year, but many of us are already feeling the effects of the new tax law, and some will be very, very soon. We get the story from Gary Crawford.
Most of us wage earners won't notice the new tax law rules until this time in 2019 when we're filling out our tax returns for the 2018 year. But because the new law lowers the tax rate, there are things we may notice starting right about now. Christine, with a K, Tigran, Ohio State University tax expert, says we'll see it in one way for sure.
Employers have been instructed to change their withholding to accommodate the new law. So because people won't be paying as much tax for 2018, the amount that the employer is withholding will be lessened, and most families and individual wage earners should start to see a modest increase in their paycheck.
But what does modest mean exactly?
Some of the estimates have been that an average family of four might see, you know, over the course of the year, $1,500 in tax savings.
But as they say on TV, your results may vary. Gary Crawford, Washington.
In other news, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue will speak at the upcoming Commodity Classic in Anaheim, California, held February 27th through March 1st. Perdue will be the keynote speaker for Wednesday morning's general session of this year's event. Secretary Perdue is expected to share his vision for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, including his thoughts on a new farm bill, international trade, rural development, and the role of agriculture in America's food security and economic viability. Following Secretary Perdue's keynote speech, the audience will hear an inspiring presentation from Army Ranger Danny Thomas, who was a member of the harrowing 1993 military mission in Somalia that was recounted in the movie Black Hawk Down. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe, put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Y-Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by Y-Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job. KNDY, AM and FM, Marysville.